I've recently been going to Weight Watchers, but I'm 40 years old. You know, everyone else at Weight Watchers is women. It's embarrassing going to Weight Watchers as a 40-year-old man. It takes a lot of guts to keep going to Weight Watchers as a middle-aged man. You have to be brave. Braver in many ways than a fireman or someone fighting in a war. So I've been going to Weight Watchers, but I'm the only person in Britain today, I think, to be failing to lose weight as a result of Islam. Now, don't worry. If you're at home and you're, say, an independent on Sunday reader and you're thinking, I hope this isn't going to be needlessly offensive, don't worry. Likewise, if you're a Top Gear viewer and you're thinking, oh, I hope this will be needlessly offensive, don't worry. I've done this bit before. On stage, it was reviewed, this next bit, in the London free newspaper Metro as being tediously politically correct. So don't worry about being offended, just get ready to be bored out of your tiny mind, okay? The Weight Watchers I go to, Finsbury Park Weight Watchers, there's only two men in that Weight Watchers, me and a Polish man in his late 70s. And everyone else there is women. Women of all creeds and colours and cultures and races and shapes and sizes. It's like a United Nations day out to a funfair hall of mirrors. Which they did used to have, actually, during the Kofi Annan era. Kofi Annan would go with all the staff every weekend to...